Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio on August 18th, 2020. Thanks so much for being here with us and listening to today's show. We got a good one today. We're going to go down to Georgia to Clayton County Schools. We're going to talk to their Director of Instructional Technology, April Mayo, and also involved in this conversation is going to be Boxlight EOS CEO Alexandra Lice, and I'm looking forward to talking to both of them about technology, the return to school, professional development, that sort of thing. It's going to be a good conversation and a lot of fun to talk to them both, I'm sure. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, talk radio being one word, education-talkradio.org. We change our schedule every Saturday. We have every show we've ever done over there, plus some interesting education news. If you want to check it out, but please check our schedule. You can listen to everything that we've ever done, going all the way back to 2011, if you can believe that. Okay, it's 2020 now. We invite you to please join our consortium for equity. It's free to educators. The industry supports it, which is wonderful. It's the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Please join with us. It's a major fight we're doing out there. Okay, we work every day to make it better, get educators in the industry involved and working together. And that's over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. You'll see our online journal, Equity and Access, over there. And I think you'll enjoy that too. You get a subscription to that. It's an online journal. We'll send it to your email. All right, when you join, and of course you can see it anytime over at ace-ed.org. Check out what we're doing. I think you'll be impressed. Everybody else is, and we have a lot of members now, and it grows every day. Okay, I got a little spare. There we go. Okay, let me ask both of you, are there. April, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Thanks for having
okay.
me.
Yeah, welcome, and you got to stop calling me sir. My name's Larry, and you, that's a Southern thing. You got to call me Larry, so let's do it again. Hi, April, are you there?
I am, Larry. Thanks for having me on the show today.
That is my pleasure, Ms. Mayo. It's a pleasure to have you here. Alex, are you here?
I am here, Larry. Hi.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. Where are you located?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona.
In where? Say it again.
Phoenix. In Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Very good.
Right.
Good. You enjoy it out there. Stay safe, both of you. Okay? You got to be careful. Hey, April, I must ask you a question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I love your name. Okay? It's April Mayo, like the 2 months. And I'm curious if that's coincidental. Okay? Like April May. Okay, so is that coincidental? Or tell me about that. I noticed it and put a smile on my face, and I have to ask you. Go ahead.
I guess it is coincidental. That is my married name.
Wow.
Of course, obviously, my parents did name me April, and I met and married a man with the last name Mayo. And I've had people ask me before, is that just your stage name? That is my actual name. So
I love it. Okay, and the chance of you marrying somebody named Mayo is totally coincidental and wonderful, and I just think it's great. Okay, and it did put a smile on my face this morning. Okay, it's just terrific. Before I want to ask Alex, but I want to ask April first. April, you're down in Clayton County Public Schools, okay, in Georgia. Just tell everybody where that is and what the makeup of the district is.
Certainly. So Clayton County Public Schools is located in the South Metro area of Atlanta. If you have ever flown into the Atlanta airport, you've actually been in Clayton County. A lot of the airport's property falls into our county. So
wow.
I'd say
there
we're probably 20 to 30 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, but
yep.
Right next to the airport. And our district is made up of about 55,000 students. We have close to 4,000 teachers. And so there's our demographics and our location.
There you go. Thank you very much. Okay, I appreciate that. And I have to ask, Hartsfield is the busiest airport in the world. Does that make everybody crazy in terms of school? Is there a lot of noise? It's a little quieter now, but normal years.
Oh, yeah, definitely a little quieter now. But I think, you know, I was born and raised here in Jonesboro, so which is a little bit further south of, you know, from the airport. But it's just one of those things you get used to.
Yeah, exactly. This is cool. I love talking to you, April. Alex over in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you. And Alex in Phoenix, Arizona, okay, who is the CEO of Boxlight EOS. By the way, I got to thank my friend Sunshine Dance over at Boxlight for helping me develop this show today. Alex, okay, stay safe in Arizona. Thank you for getting up so early. Tell us about Boxlight EOS and what you do and how you – and just put this together with Clayton County.
Of course, I will be happy to. Maybe first a few words about Boxlight. Boxlight is one of the leading companies working in educational technology sector, which means that we develop, sell, and also service integrated solutions for K-12, so software, classroom technology, PD services. I am in charge of professional development division, EOS. EOS was acquired by Boxlight a couple of years ago, but we've been doing it for over 11 years. So what we really focus on is helping teachers to implement educational technology for teaching, for learning. We provide them ongoing support. So that is this area that we have a lot of experience in, and that is how the whole story started, that Clayton County District started to use technology, digital, so-called digital classrooms. So our role is to, you know, help teachers to integrate this technology and make sure that it is really used to its potential. And of course, last year was a big challenge, but I guess we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. We will. And by the way, thank you. I always pronounce it as Boxlight EOS, but you said EOS, right? You like EOS.
I like EOS, yes, but I like EOS also. So
okay,
yeah.
Just so everybody knows, it's Boxlight dash E letters EOS, but you can pronounce it EOS. But I just wanted to make sure that we were doing it right. April, how are you using Boxlight? Okay, as you're director of instructional technology for this district. Okay, how do you use Boxlight? Let's talk about that. And is the EOS component just part of that, or is that a separate thing you're using? April.
Yes, sir. So last year.
She did it again.
Excuse me,
she called me, sir.
I know.
She called me, sir. It's a Southern thing. You have to call me Larry, but I still love you. Go ahead.
So I almost said last year, but actually it was 2 years ago. We did a complete refresh of all of our classrooms. And so every instructional classroom got a 75-inch interactive flat panel. And for every one of those interactive flat panels, we also purchased a interactive mobile slate so the teachers could be up and moving around the room. We purchased probably 2,800 Mimeo views, which is, a document camera, which, of course, can be used for many other things, which takes care of about two-thirds of our teachers. And then we also purchased the Mimeo Votes, which is used for assessments in the classroom. So when you think about spending, that kind of money, that kind of taxpayer money, no less, you have to think ahead about, okay, how am I going to get 3,500 teachers trained to utilize this so that they're utilizing it at a fully operational level, therefore seeing a return on that huge investment. So from the very beginning, and this goes back quite a few years, the whole planning, the development of the RFP, everything, the teacher support was always at the forefront of that project. And Boxlight, that's probably one of the major reasons that they were chosen as our provider, is because Alex, and she's, of course, in charge of the PD part with EOS.
Right. Right.
We could not have done this without having the support for teachers. We could have, but then the teachers just would not have been utilizing the equipment.
Yeah.
So, not only did we develop an RFP to refresh the equipment, but at the forefront, throughout the planning process was, how are we going to get the teachers trained? We had, we just spent months and months developing that, and Alex has put together an excellent team. They've done an excellent job of supporting our teachers.
Nice.
And, I mean, from from the first year of installation for the new product over the last year of the old product, we immediately saw, like, I believe it was a 28% increase in just simple utilization of the product.
Oh,
so
what great.
I mean, lots of districts, they invest a lot of money on equipment, but they don't always have the supports in place.
That's
for
right.
it. So as soon as we had installed a school, we tried to get a school done in one night. Teachers showed up the next morning. They had this brand new beautiful thing in their classroom.
Wow.
They also had a person, a real person, a group of people, actually, we converged on the school the day after, going room to room, making sure they could, immediately start using it. So that support is so, so important. If you expect teachers to utilize technology to support instruction, then you have to support the teachers and help them use it. I'm a former classroom teacher as well. We're teachers. We're educators. We're not tech gurus. So teachers need that support. And that would have just been a huge waste of money without having a really good support plan in place. How are we going to help the teachers use this?
Nice.
And I just could not be happier with Alex's support, Alex and EOS. But great, great team. And, of course, we'll get to later how they actually flipped that support to support our teachers in the spring. So.
Yeah, and let's talk about that actually right now. By the way, that was a nice compliment to Bocklight. I really appreciate that. Okay, and one question I want to ask. Did you do this K-12, or was it just elementary schools, or secondary, whatever? Or was it K-12 classrooms right across the board?
Oh, no, well, actually, it was actually pre-K through 12, yes.
Thank you.
Every instructional classroom in Clayton County Public Schools got that interactive flat panel installed in their room. And, even year two, as we added teachers to our roster, we planned and budgeted for all that. If the school got an additional teacher and we had not installed that in the building prior, we gave that teacher the same equipment. So, yeah, this was across the board, across the district, every instructional classroom.
I'm impressed, and I got to tell you, congratulations to you and your superintendent, who I believe has been on the show before, and also to the school board for seeing the light of this, and the good people of Clayton County for paying it for it. I mean, this is really great, great stuff. Alex, when you go in with a big project like this, where do you start? I mean, this is key stuff. Let's go back 2 years. Where do you start?
That's a great question, and I start in a very simple way, from conversations. You cannot believe how many meetings we had before we started the program to really understand the needs of teachers, what they use at the moment, what the district expectations are, how to integrate the new tools into, the practices that, teachers have at this moment, how to make all these tools work together. And the main question is what the objectives are, right? Like what the challenges are, how to really make sure that this technology supports teaching and learning, because it is still about, good teaching. It is still about the same instructional strategies, right? And technology is to support these strategies, not to be, its own island. So I think that what we always start from is a lot of meetings and conversations to make sure that we understand the needs and the program really addresses these needs.
Right,
and Larry,
it's really
Alex and I have become very close over the last few years. we are in constant communication. So this has been the Alex and April show here in Clayton County because we have such a good team that carries that out. But I wanted to underline what Alex said about the communication piece. We're in constant communication and development of, our planning, everything.
You've got to be. And I'm going to bring this up in April. I'll ask you, and we can swing it over to Alex. You started this program with Bocklight 2 years, if I heard you correctly, 2 years ago, right?
Let's see. I believe, Alex, am I right? This is our third year, correct? third year
of having digital education.
Yes.
Okay.
Time flies. So, yes, we are in our third year.
The third year. Okay. Now, all right, the first 2 years, okay, things were normal. Okay, and you know where I'm probably going with this. Then on March 13th, the pandemic happened. All right, and I'm curious, okay, and this is key stuff. And by the way, George, I have to say this is in the news these days because they reopened the schools, et cetera. So start off, tell me where Clayton County is with the reopening of schools. Perhaps you've reopened 100%, whatever you're doing, you'll let me know. And then how does all this fit in and professional development, Alex, fit in, okay, to what you're doing now during the pandemic? And this is a key question, okay, that everybody will want to know. So go back, let's go back in time a little bit. April, talk about this change from personal, you know, in-person learning to remote learning and wherever you are now. And by the way, where are you now?
Okay. So right now we are in our seventh day of the 2021 school year right now, and our district is 100% virtual learning right now.
Oh, okay.
Our superintendent, and I say our superintendent made that decision, but not really. He is very inclusive of his leadership team.
Yeah,
he's
a good superintendent.
Met
I know
multiple
that.
He's the best superintendent.
Yeah.
Period. but he's very inclusive.
He may very well be.
We had. No, he is. And we had multiple discussions. We weighed everything out, but the decision is always based on the data. So Clayton County Public Schools right now for this school year has started in a 100% virtual environment. And that was to answer one question. And if we back up to last spring, where we were kind of thrust into that situation, again,
yeah,
could not have done it without Alex and the
wow,
digital learning specialist team.
Wow.
Because what I will say is normally for all last school year up to March 13, our digital learning specialists were in schools every single day. Digital learning specialists provide small group support. They meet with grade levels. They meet with content areas. They participate in the collaborative planning sessions within schools. And also, teachers can actually reach out to them and you know, schedule a shoulder-to-shoulder support appointment with a DLS. And so DLSs will go into a teacher's classroom and work side-by-side and, you know, helping them utilize this technology, again, to support instruction. Because, again, it's always, always, always about the learning. So that's what – I mean, that was a normal day for a digital learning specialist. So March 13th,
wow,
well, let me back up. March 11th,
yeah,
came, rolled along. And, again, we were meeting with our expanded cabinet with a superintendent and other district leaders. And, you know, based on the data, I believe it was March 11th, which would have been a Wednesday, made the decision to let schools know that we would make Friday the last day of face-to-face,
yeah,
instruction and flip everything to virtual.
Ooh.
On Monday. So,
oof,
of course, I leave that meeting, made a few phone calls, and before I could even get to Alex, Alex is calling me, and I said, Alex, you were my next phone call. And so we immediately just said, okay, this is what we got to do. And I'm giving Alex credit for that because I was going, oh, my God, how are we going to do this, you know? But so we immediately made plans for the following week. And so our digital learning specialist, when I say flipped their support on a dime, that's exactly what happened. On Monday morning, the 16th, we had schedules in place to provide virtual support. We provided at least 8 to 10 sessions per week for several weeks for teachers to just join and, you know, relearn. Or I say relearn because we have been a G Suite district for several years, and we've had supports in place for that as well. But you know how you have some teachers that jump on board and run with it. And then some teachers, I'll get to that later, or they're a little resistant to, you know, use a Google Classroom as an is our LMS. But maybe a little resistant to that.
Yeah.
But then when you have to use it, they go, okay, well, now I have to use this.
Yeah.
So those resistant teachers,
you got that
we
right,
had to provide. Right, right.
Yeah,
so
it's everybody. It's human nature. Yeah, I'm just laughing at human
of course,
nature. Yeah.
Exactly. So for those teachers who have been resistant, we were, I mean, just right there ready to provide them support. I mean, on Monday, you know, so that's what happened. So our digital learning specialists who normally provide in-person side-by-side support when needed, immediately on March 16th, we're providing virtually face-to-face instruction. And I mean, we were maxing out the Google Meet sessions at 250. So those teachers who might have been resistant said, we had the support for them as well. And of course, we had some of our teachers who were at a fully operational level using Classroom even joining those sessions because, as you know, technology changes every day, and Google added a lot of features very quickly in the spring. So, I guess if you compared us to some other districts, I want to say overall, and I do mean overall as a whole, I feel like March 13th to the 16th and throughout the spring for us went fairly smoothly because we had the support in place already to support the teachers. So, I mean, no doubt we had some challenges, of course, but but I feel like overall in a district this our size, I feel like I would have given us, you know, a B+ to A-, and I mean overall, and so we were in a lot better shape than other areas that just, you know, didn't have all the supports in place or even the technology for that matter, but we could not have done it without the team. And in addition to Alex's team, the DLSs, for the last few years, we have one person at every school site. They're called technology liaisons. They, of course, they report to their school and their principal, but they are the conduit between the instructional technology team and the school. And we, of course, Alex and team train those technology liaisons for them to go back and re-deliver instruction. So we have those folks in place as well. So I just feel like, in general, our teachers as a big group had people they could reach out to pretty much for on-demand support, basically.
Well, and, you know, what you're saying is very, very important because a lot of districts, okay, got caught short. They do their best all year. Then when the pandemic hit, all with basically no warning, okay, for education, people just were in on Friday and suddenly they weren't in anymore, all right? But it seems to me, and I congratulate you for this, that district of Clayton County must have one heck of a director of instructional technology. Who is that woman, okay? Because you thought ahead, and although you could never have predicted the pandemic, okay, you had liaisons in place and kind of things in place to make a smoother transition. Okay, and that's really great. That's really great, April. Congratulations. Okay, on that.
Well, thank you very much. And
thank
you. And in our technology department, you know, we have a great leadership team in the technology department as well. And my team, instructional technology, we couldn't do our work if it weren't for the director of technical operations. I mean, he keeps the network and the devices up and running. We've got a director of information systems that keeps the student information up and running. So it's definitely a team effort. But of course, when you're talking about teachers and students, that the lens sometimes does land on instructional technology. But my team and I could not do it without Wes and Howard. Those are my colleagues. And of course, we have an excellent chief technology officer too, who's just extremely supportive. His name is Rod Smith. Rod Smith is our chief technology officer, and of course he's on the superintendent's cabinet as well. But he's also a great CTO, and lets us work, and he's knowledgeable about the work as well. So it's definitely a team effort, no doubt.
It should be. Are you a member of COSIN by any chance? I'm just curious. The Consortium of School Network?
I believe that Rod and Howard are. Rod Smith and Howard Langford. He's the director of information systems, so they are.
Yeah, I got a COSIN show coming up next at 10:30, and I've had your district on before. I was trying to recognize one of the names that I had, okay, because I remember it being a very, very interesting show, and having you on just adds to that. I got to tell you, this is really good stuff. All right, Alex, let me swing back to you. It's March 13th. Okay. Okay. And everything hits the fan. All right. And you know what I mean. So what comes to mind? The first things Alex Slice did, what'd you do?
Oh, as Alex said, first thing I call April, right? And let's find out that what we did. We tried to identify some needs of teachers are. Where do we need to meet them? And as mentioned before, Clayton County uses G Suite, so teachers were familiar with Google Classroom, with other apps, but some of them, used these tools before, some maybe not so much. So we needed to ask a question, what they need today to start delivering instruction in this new environment. And very, very quickly we said we need to offer teachers different professional development opportunities, because they like to learn in different ways, because they are, skills level is also, different. They simply need different kind of support. So what we did, we organized very quickly webinars, and webinars are great, for building essential skills. We also continued the webinars that we had in place before that were more to inspire teachers and show them how to use these tools for different purposes. So not only, to learn, their features, but rather how to use them in the classroom for different things, for checking for understanding, for assessment, for, student engagement, and how to make sure that, these assignments are really, interesting and students stay motivated. We discuss social-emotional aspects. So for many very different things. We also organized something that we called virtual playgrounds, when teachers could ask questions and practice, just to make sure that, it is a safe environment for them. And when they start working with students, they feel more comfortable. And a lot about, individual coaching, and a lot about, the ability to just connect with digital learning specialists. And, I'm really proud to say that teachers could pre-schedule these sessions and have, very well-defined objectives, but they could also go to one place, click one link, and always connect with a live person on the other side who was able to help them and answer questions and troubleshoot if needed. So they really had different opportunities. We also developed a lot of materials and Google sites for G Suite, for Mimio. So when we think about what kind of support they had this ongoing support that was delivered in different ways. So we communicated, I would say we almost over-communicated every possible way they can get the training that they need. So, and they also, what I think works nice is that we used one digital flipbook, one place with, information about all live sessions, but also links to recorded sessions, to resources, to materials. So teachers had everything in one place, and that is things that worked well. So we'll continue them this school year.
Yeah, it's something, and thank you for that. That was great. I have a question, and you both mentioned this title, the Digital Learning Specialist. And I got the impression there was more than one. I may be more than one per school. I'll ask April this. April, who are these people? Are they Boxlight people, or, and maybe I need to ask Alex, but just let's start there. April, who are the Digital Learning Specialists?
Okay, so the digital learning specialists, they are actually EOS, Boxlight EOS employees, but they're a part of the instructional technology team, without a doubt. And there are seven digital learning specialists in the district, one lead digital learning specialist, and six other digital learning specialists. And
they were, when school was in real session, as opposed to virtual, they were actually there.
Correct. I mean, they wow. and each one of those digital learning specialists, they have a really large workload. Each digital learning specialist is assigned to either 10 or 11 schools. Because remember, we're a big district. We have 67 sites actually, and
wow.
then
wow.
and then those right. And I have also on my team two coordinators of instructional technology. So three of the DLSs report to Ben Harris. He's one coordinator, and another three of the digital learning specialists report to Sharita Slay, who is another coordinator. And then, of mm-hmm. course, we have one lead DLS who works with both Ben and Sharita. So we've got Ben and Sharita, the coordinators, then a lead digital learning specialist, and then six digital learning specialists. And those folks, yes, when we are in person, they are in the schools every single day providing support
to teachers.
But
they're BoxLight people. They're BoxLight EOS people.
They are BoxLight EOS people, and
wow.
but of course, as far as we're concerned, as far as the district is concerned, they're also Clayton County family. So, but
well,
yes,
well,
I agree with that.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah, I get that.
And
the reason I'm asking, okay, and Alex, help me. How do you find? And I'm curious about this. How do you find these people who will be there all the time? Okay, in Clayton County, because you work with districts all over the country. You need them now in Clayton County. I'll ask it again now that we know that, the BoxLight people. Who are they? Are they Clayton County residents or Atlanta, Georgia residents, whatever the case may be? Who are they?
Yeah, they are Atlanta residents. All of them are former teachers. All of them have in-classroom experience. That is important because it helps them understand the needs of teachers, connect with teachers, they understand the
wow.
language, they understand the challenges. They have experience from different grade levels, different content areas. The process, you know, is pretty complicated, I would say, because we need to identify people who are passionate about technology,
yep.
who love teaching, but at the same time, who are open to leave the classroom environment to help other teachers. So our training process is really extensive. We want to make sure that they are ready for this new adventure. A lot of them had already some professional experience in delivering professional development, but for some
mm-hmm.
of them it can be a new environment. They need to learn, you know, different tools, as I said at the beginning. What is a big challenge now is not access to technology, but rather, you know, like how to integrate different tools that teachers have access to and how to make sure that they are not distracted, but they really, you know, use technology in ways that are needed for them in their classroom. So these digital learning specialists need to know a lot, need to be
yeah,
on the top of all these changes, new trends, new tastes of the week. So that is you know, not easy. That is definitely a very complex job. And only people who love it, who love teaching,
yeah,
who love
sure.
school, who love technology can do that.
Yeah, it's really, really, really interesting that you provide that. I think that's wonderful. And last question, we got to go in a couple of minutes, but April, how are things going now attendance-wise, et cetera? I'm sure you learned a lot in the spring, and any, you know, challenges that you had then, they're better now. Well, what are you hearing as the 7 days have rolled by? April.
Yes, I absolutely can address that. I want to just back up real
you
quick.
You almost called me Sarah again. I know that. I could hear that. You almost called me Sarah again. I know that. Okay.
So having Alex as a partner with me and with Clayton County Public Schools and her finding these folks, I mean,
it's amazing.
If every district could have a partnership like that, it makes everything go much more smoothly, because we all know about having limited staff. So if you can find a partner like Alex and BoxLight EOS and have her find those high quality people, and she is she found our digital learning specialist, and
it's made
integrating technology for teachers so much better. So, again, I'm so thankful to have this relationship with Alex. But to answer your question now, we are in the seventh day of the 2021 school year. And I will remind you, we use Google Classroom as our learning management system. So we don't have a lot of insight for analytics, like how many kids logged in, how many posts did teachers make, how many assignments. We don't have that type of analytics. However, I will tell you that the district leaders and school leaders worked together to develop guidance documents for reopening schools this year. And there were, you know, specific expectations. For example, principals let their teachers know, teachers, you've got to take attendance every day. So, you know, how they do that, maybe it's with a Google form. Maybe it's with the attendance list in Zoom. So what I can tell you is that teachers are required to take attendance every day. And then Howard's team, remember, he's in charge of student information. He has right now, as one day last week, I want to say it was either Thursday or Friday, he let us know that, you know, 97% of our students had been marked present. So I'm going to equate that with 97% of our students logged in and engaged with instruction and with the teachers, because they had to in order to be marked present. So while that is not the perfect way to deliver that information,
nothing's going to be
perfect.
Don't worry
about
that.
That is the data we have. So, you know, again, I feel like it's going pretty well. Of course, there are a couple of challenges, but we're dealing with those and keeping it moving. I mean, I would call Clayton County the beginning of school year a success.
Good girl.
Period.
I like that. I like that. And it is a success. And, you know, you're not alone out there. Every district's facing the same thing. And I know your superintendent and you are in touch with other districts. You're all going through the same thing. I think that's a great statistic. And I think it's wonderful. And I hope it all works. It will. One way or the other, it's going to work. These kids will learn whether they want to or not, because they got a good school district. Right. It's true. Ladies, we got to go. You're both wonderful. Thank you for the good work you've done here. Okay, not only on my show, but for all those kids in Clayton County. It's really important stuff. Thank you, Alex. You may now finish that coffee and go back to sleep. It's early in Arizona.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure at this end, too. And April, stay awake. You gotta be in charge of stuff all day long. Okay? So,
I know, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Right? The whole brand new world, but we're going to get through it. Oh, my pleasure.
Yes,
thank you for being here. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. April Mayo, whose name I love, by the way, Director of Instructional Technology for Clayton County Public Schools, where Hartsfield Airport is in Atlanta, that county. And Alex Lace, who's the CEO of Boxlight EOS, that's EOS, Boxlight-EOS. All right, you can learn more about that, obviously, at boxlight.com. All right, they've done well with Clayton County, and Clayton County is doing well for their students. I love it. Again, thank you to my friend Sunshine for helping me put together this show over at Boxlight. All right, we're going to archive the show, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. And please look at our consortium. Go over to ACE-ED.org. Join with us in this never-ending fight for equity. It's all free to educators. The industry supports it. We thank them, too. Thanks for listening.